We're very pleased today to have Mallory Boyer visiting us from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Waterloo Region. As you probably guessed by the video, it's something that's very near and dear to our family and has been for over 6 years now. So I'm really pleased to introduce Mallory to you all this morning. She grew up in the Waterloo Region and in university became volunteer with the Go Girls Mentoring, which I'm sure she'll talk a little bit about today. Today, she's the Resource Development Manager with Big Brothers Big Sisters here in Waterloo Region. And when I asked her why she chose this role and what she was passionate about, she said because she loves the community she grew up in, and she is passionate about making it better for all children here in our region. So I introduce Mallory Boyer.
So thank you very much for inviting me to your service today and inviting me into your church. It's such a beautiful space and the choir is so amazing, so it's really been a lovely morning and I'm excited to share a little more about what our organization does. So we are committed to offering mentoring programs to children and youth in Waterloo Region. And last year we served over 1,200 kids in our region with the help of 550 volunteers who donated almost 35,000 hours. So we're so proud of the work our volunteers do, and we're proud that they take the time out of their busy lives to give back to the community and give back to children. And as the minister was sort of saying before, I mean, if we all think about our own life, you can look back on someone in your life that's had an impact on you and has maybe helped you become who you are today, whether it be a teacher, a coach, a colleague, or a friend. That opportunity was a mentoring opportunity, whether you saw that or not at the time, and that helped you succeed in life and become who you were. And that's really what we say we're doing. We're providing that opportunity to kids who maybe wouldn't have that naturally happen, and allowing them to really build those skills they need and really allow them to succeed in life and really be able to thrive. So our mission, as I said, is to foster and facilitate high quality and safe mentoring relationships for children in need. And our vision is really that all children in Waterloo Region have a mentor when they need one. And we really believe in delivering high quality service and collaborating with our volunteers and families and the children in our programs to ensure that it's successful for everyone involved. We've been operating in the region for almost 50 years now, which people are often surprised to hear. And we implement a wide range of different mentoring programs across the region in different schools and community-based settings. And we've really made a significant difference in the lives of thousands of children in our region and are excited to continue to do so for the next 50 years. And this slide shares a little bit about the children we serve. So we work with children ages 6 to 16 who face cultural and socioeconomic marginalizations in the areas of academics, relationship skills, peer-to-peer, and other social and life skills. And we are working with children that live across the region. So we truly service Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo, as well as the surrounding townships. And all of our programs and services are child-centered and offered to families free of cost. And this approach really allows us to meet the individual needs of each child and ensure that the program works for each child involved. And this highlights a little bit about, sorry about the coloring, but it does highlight a little bit about the needs that we're servicing in our community. So children and youth selected for our programs usually have an experience with family breakdown, maybe are experiencing poor social skills, have low self-esteem and need someone to talk to, maybe they have learning disabilities, or they just lack someone that they can really talk to in their home. So these are some of the things that we're seeing in our region. So I'm sure it's hard for you to read there, but there's over 115,000 children living in Waterloo Region, and 15% of families are single-parent families in our region, and then 30% of those single-parent families are of low income. So there's definitely a need in our community, and families and things are transitioning, so we're excited to be there for these families and really provide the supports they need so that they can succeed as a family, and so the child can succeed as well. And this sort of highlights our approach. So what we do is we recruit volunteers who are passionate about their community as we are, and then we match them with the children who are in need of our programs. And then we provide ongoing support throughout the match. So we have caseworkers on staff who work with the families and the child and the volunteer throughout the whole program and really ensure that it's a successful match and working for both sides and really allowing the program to achieve the outcomes that we know we want it to work. And we really do build on an established model. So all of our programs are based in evidence and research, and we really know that it does meet the needs of children and families in our community. I'd like to share some of the different programs we run because people are often surprised by how many. We are known for our Big Brother, Big Sister program, which Troy is involved with and is a great program. But over the years, we've really expanded and diversified our programs based on the changing needs of youth in our region. So one of our great programs is our in-school mentoring program. So this provides elementary students who could benefit from extra emotional, social, or academic support with a caring adult mentor. And the goal of this program is really to ensure that students become engaged community members. And this program runs in schools for 1 hour a week for the duration of the school year. And then another school-based program we run is called Game On. And this program is really designed for boys in grades 7 and 8. And this provides these young men with information and support to help make informed choices about a range of healthy lifestyle practices. So through non-traditional physical activities, complemented with healthy eating support, and talking about communication skills and boundaries and things they see in the media, kids are really able to develop that emotional health and really have discussions about their feelings and help smooth their transition into high school, where they're going to be making a lot of choices about the longevity of their life. And this program runs in schools for 7 weeks for 2 hours a week. And then to complement that, we also have a Go Girls program. So as Maureen said, this was a program that I was first introduced to when I was in university and had the privilege of being a mentor in and seeing the firsthand impact of it. So this is a great program that works with, again, girls in age 12 to 14, so that grade 7 to 8 level, and provides them with information to make healthy choices about living and dealing with emotional and social and cultural issues they may face in this time of their life. And the goal of this program is to really provide girls with an opportunity to develop positive body image, high self-esteem, healthy eating habits, and be physically active, and really understanding and learning how to maintain and develop healthy relationships. And this program runs for 2 hours a week, again, for 7 weeks in schools across the region. And then I'd like to now kind of transfer to some of our community-based programs. So these happen in the evenings in community settings across the region. And so our first program is our Big Bunch program. And this is a group mentoring program that really focuses on providing recreational opportunities to children and youth. So usually it's a group of 5 mentors with around 20 children, and they go through a whole series of different recreational activities, and then this also allows them to develop those skills while also having that mentoring support they need. And this runs for 7 weeks for 2 hours a week. And then finally, it's our sort of flagship program, our Big Brother, Big Sister program. And this is an opportunity where we match children with a volunteer, and they really become this caring adult mentor to that child. And the goal for this program is that youth become empowered to reach their potential as engaged, confident, and well-rounded individuals. In this program, the mentee and the mentor meet for 2 visits per month, and really together the family and the volunteer develop a schedule that works for them, and we provide lots of supports and opportunities for that match to go into the community and enjoy lots of things that are happening. And then finally, this is our summer program, and it is called Summer Discovery, and this is what I'm here to talk a little bit more about the need of this program as well. So Summer Discovery is a fun recreational day camp that focuses on English language and literacy development for newcomer and refugee children. And the camp works with children between the ages of 6 to 12, and it really aims at providing new Canadian children with the opportunity to experience a recreation and education-based day camp within their community. So I think the program is also a very collaborative program. So participants have the opportunity to be introduced to the Waterloo Region Public Health. So we provide individual dental screening, oral health talk for children and parents, and then we also have they get to take home their toothbrush and get to have a little seminar on how to properly brush your teeth and keep up with that. We also have the Kitchener Public Library, as well as the Idea Exchange, which is the Cambridge Public Library. They come in and they go through sort of a story time with the children and then really introduce them to the libraries and how this is a free resource in their community and how they can access it. We also provide an orientation to Ontario workshop for the families, so they have an opportunity to learn about supports in their community, where they can go if they need help from different areas. And then we also have a music therapist come in. So the kids absolutely love this portion of the camp. It's a really fun time for them to get interactive with some of the instruments she brings in, and they really take to it, and she's just so great at what she does and gets them really engaged and excited about what they're learning. And then to run this camp, we partner with the YMCA Settlement and Education Partnership of Waterloo Region. So they help us enroll children who are in the schools who they see would definitely have a need over the summer months to work on their English language and literacy skills. And together we have a really great partnership. And for us, we really focus on the first consideration being to families and children who would never have an opportunity to attend camp prior to. And we have great partners who donate space to us. So we work with Benton Street Baptist Church in Kitchener and then Cambridge Community Church in Cambridge. Both give us space to run the program, which is excellent. And really the program focuses on a lot of different outcomes. So we've been running this program for about 10 years now. And outcomes identified by the program really show that the kids have increased English language skills, increased English literacy skills, increased participation in recreational activity, a development of positive relationships with their peers and the mentors in the program, and really feel a sense of connection to their community. Another nice part, too, is that the family members also reported feeling like they were more connected to their community and were grateful for the opportunity to connect with other families. So the camp was originally set up to really engage the children, but what we found is afterwards, for about an hour after drop-off, parents would just be sitting on the church steps talking and sharing stories and experiences and resources and supports. And it was so great to see that for them, this was also a support at, you know, pick-up and drop-off. They would come early and they would make relationships with the other families and really just feel like they were supported. And to share your experience and to talk to a family who's gone through something similar, I think is really huge for them, and that was really excellent to see that the program doesn't only impact the children but also the families and the parents. So this is sort of the need for our program right now. So as you know, the landscape of Waterloo Region is changing, and there's more and more newcomer and refugee families settling in our region, which we are definitely happy about and excited to welcome them, but this has increased the demand for our program. So currently there's a wait list of 65 children waiting to join the camp. And the camp is offered to children and their families free of cost. As an agency, we do not believe in charging a fee and don't want to set up any barriers for people to access services. So our hope is to really grow the program with funding from the community to ensure that these kids receive the help they need and receive the opportunity to attend the camp. And some of the needs of the program right now are listed up there on the slide, as you can see, but we need some supplies, camp supplies and snacks and activities and books for the kids to take home, funding for bus tickets for the children and their families to attend the camp. So transportation is often an issue, so we as an agency provide bus tickets to the families and children for drop-off and pickup. And then we also need to purchase recreational equipment to run the program and different things like that. So our hope is really to work with this community so that we can get those kids involved in the camp and meet their needs. And I'd just like to share some photos of the camp so you can sort of get a sense of it, but I'll also share some testimonials that we received from parents. So one parent said, "My child came home each day excited and ready to go back the next day. You did such a great job. My child gained a lot coming to the program." Another parent said, "I really appreciate this program. I can't believe this program is free. My kids really enjoyed it." And another parent said, "This was a nice and helpful program for newcomers. My daughter learned lots of new things. Keep up the great work and thank you so much." So the program really is very fun. They do a lot of different activities and parents are so grateful for the support. And we're just so excited to see the kids flourish after their weeks in the program. And then they do some arts and crafts. They also participate in the gym so that we get a whole array of different experiences for them. But really, so our hope, so there's over 6 million children in Canada, and 1 million of them are at risk. So our goal is to really question to people, what if we could mentor these youth? What if we could prevent them from having to end up in the criminal justice system? Or what if we could help them really thrive and succeed and become all that they can? So for us, we're really working to break this cycle and really ensuring that we let the community know that if you mentor children, we can make a huge difference, and that can really empower them to reach their potential. And all of our programs are about prevention, character building, and development. So we really work with helping them develop into the potential they have inside them. And what we often like to share is Waterloo Region is such a great community, and it's so great to see so many engaged community members here today. But as much as we're growing as a community, there are families and children being left behind, and we just want to make sure that we're there for them to provide a support and ensure that they know that we're there and we care and that we're here to listen. And we know that our programs do have a long-term positive impact. So we really believe that by changing the course of young lives, we can change the course of our community's future. And mentoring youth really leads to a reduction in poverty and unemployment. It leads to safer schools and neighborhoods, and to really a renewed optimism of growth in a community like ours. And this slide just sort of shows firsthand the impacts we know our programs have in the community. So really, it's more than likely that someone in your life has been impacted by Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Mentoring is really a powerful intervention tool that brings about individual change and progress. And we know that by building and strengthening the skills of children, our programs also strengthen families and our community as a whole. So children enrolled in our programs have highly developed social skills, have improved problem-solving skills and life skills. They have a greater sense of self-confidence and self-esteem. All of these are different skills that we know are very necessary and crucial to have as a child, so you, in order to develop into a successful adult. So we really focus on building those life skills and those building blocks that are needed. And this slide now just shows overall the need for our programs. So although I said last year we served over 1,200 youth in our programs, we still have about 342 kids waiting to join a program. So the need of our programs is really growing, and we want to be responsive to that community demand. So we're really working to find partners who can help us meet the needs. So right now, boys in our region are still waiting on average of 2 years before being matched with a big brother. We have 112 children who are waiting to be matched with a big sister or big brother. Over 157 children in 27 schools are waiting to participate in our in-school mentoring program. And over 75 children are on the wait list for our Big Bunch program. And then we also have the 65 children who are waiting for our Summer Discovery program. So the numbers really demonstrate the need for our programs, and our hope is to really be able to meet that need and support the community and help them thrive. Some of the challenges that our agency faces right now is as the need for our programs grow, we are in need of more sustainable funding resources. And really looking to grow our programs and expand to meet the needs of the community. And then also looking for volunteers who are willing to dedicate their time to our agency and help us achieve our mission and mandate in this community. We are especially in need of male volunteers. So if you know any great men who are looking to volunteer, please send them our way. Because we have lots of really great little brothers who are just waiting for someone to be matched with them. And these are some different ways that people can help our agency. So you can become a volunteer, you can become a donor, you could participate in one of our events, or you could become an advocate for our agency. So becoming a volunteer, some of our programs are as little as 1 hour a week for the duration of the school year, and this can have a huge impact on a child's life. The general criteria is that you must live, work, or reside in Waterloo Region, and you must be over the age of 18, and you just must be willing to commit to the program's time commitment. So people come to us from all different backgrounds, and people often think that mentoring is a scary thing and you have to be this professional working with children, but really what we like to say is mentorship is just spending quality time and taking the time to listen. It's not something scary. You don't have to be this expert. Mentorship is just listening and caring and taking the time out of your schedule to be there and let them know that you're there for them. And then we also run the other option is to be a donor. So we have lots of different opportunities. We're grateful to work with so many corporate partners, and we have options where you can be a monthly donor. So for as little as $5 a month, you could support our program over the duration of a year. There's just many different ways that you can support us, and if you want to learn more, we'd be more than happy to share information. We also have lots of really great community events that are exciting ways that you can help our agency. So we have a food truck festival coming up on June 16th in downtown Kitchener. If we have golfers who are here, we have a golf tournament coming up on June 21st. We have an excellent food event that happens in October. And then we have our Bowl for Kids' Sake event that happens in March. That'll be happening in March 2019. And then we also have a gourmet dinner for people who are foodies that also happens in April, and that will happen in 2019 next. The other thing you can really do to help us is become an advocate. So if anything I said here today resonated with you, or if you think, oh, I know a colleague or a family member or a friend who I think would be great, please pass our information along and tell them to get in touch. Even if you just could refer someone to us or just share what you learned today, that's very helpful to us and helps us spread awareness in the community. So I'd like to thank you for having me today, and hopefully I was able to share something new to you, and you're able to learn more about our agency and learn about the great programs that Troy is part of, and we love having him be a part of our